come on around Arizona Homeowners and join us here in the yard and see if we can't coax Mr. John Eisenhower down from the tree. He's climbing a monk's pepper tree today. That's quite a talent. Way you kind of wormed it your way in there. There's not a lot of room to move, but it looks good. It looks real good.
Oh, I did some climbing yesterday, actually. It was kind of fun. Got up in a big blue Palo Verde tree and did some dead end weight reduction, a little bit of dead wood removal. I was waiting for my crew to get to the job site, and I had a few minutes, so I just jumped up in a tree, and it's kind of fun. I don't climb every day like I used to. But at 62, I'm still kind of got that bug in me still. I kind of want to get up in the branches and hang out. And had a good time, actually. It was a lot of fun.
If you've got a tree question, it's 1-888-767-4348. That's 1-888-ROSIE for you. Of course, you could text to 411-923 or send a picture email to info@rosieonthehouse.com. What do I need to know about this pepper monk? Kind of a pretty little tree.
Yeah, it's the tree of the month is the monk's pepper tree, or it's also known as a chaste tree. The Latin name is the Vitex agnus castus. That's a mouthful. So just chaste tree, if you're going to go look for one of these, if you'd like to plant one. We have three at our house, and we love them. Right now, they're in full bloom. It's about a 15 to 25-foot flowering tree. It is deciduous, so it will lose its leaves in the winter, but it's really kind of cool because these about 5 or 6 inch long purple cone shaped flowers leave behind a 5 or 6 inch seed pod that has these little seeds on them, and they persist on the branches throughout the year. So even after the leaves fall off the tree, you've got this framework of branches with all these little ornaments, these little cone-shaped ornaments all over the tree during the winter. So there are some deciduous trees that look pretty ghostly and pretty, ugly during the winter months. But this is one of those trees that we actually enjoy having couple Vitex in our yard. Vitex have some medicinal uses as well. You can look those up. You can brew a tea out of them.
Now, I know you've probably tried that then, haven't you? If you have three in your yard, got the bug at one time. Right? All right, let's try
it. I really haven't, and it's not for the reasons I'm about to describe. The story goes that it's called a monk's pepper tree because apparently monks would brew up a concoction to control their libido. And I've looked it up, and it actually is an aphrodisiac. And I'm wondering, was this a cruel joke on these poor monks that they thought all along that this was supposed to be controlling their drive and instead was actually doing the opposite? I don't know. But there's an interesting history behind monk's pepper trees. They do have a very fragrant aroma. If you take the seeds and crush them in your hands, you can just... It's kind of a lavender-like aroma, and they've got some essential oil use as well. So they're a cool one of those really neat trees to have in your yard. And if you're looking for that kind of patio tree, a tree that won't outgrow its landscape or have invasive roots that are going to disrupt your hardscape around the tree, the chaste tree is a great choice.
And on that, it looks like it's – when you said it's not going to outgrow its space – scrolling through a handful of pictures, it doesn't look like it gets more than about 12 to 15.
Yeah, that's about max. It can get up to 25 feet tall, but that would have to be in an optimum environment, probably where it's native in the Mediterranean. It probably has some large specimens. But yeah, 15 foot, 20 foot is a pretty common size. The three that we have in our house are right around the 15, 16, 18 foot height.
And water requirements.
Yeah, they're pretty drought tolerant. That's why they're so popular here. Most of the transplanted trees from around the world, the introduced species that end up doing well here, all have to be pretty drought tolerant. And these require water like all other trees, but they're pretty durable. I like them because they have no natural pest problems. They're really a bulletproof tree as far as that's concerned. Nice strong wood. And as I said, they have a really cool, elegant branching structure, and then those really cool blooms. And they're a summer blooming plant, by the way. They start, you know, about a month ago, and they'll bloom right on through, you know, into the middle of the summer.
So what do we have on our tree list for this week? We've got palms we've got to start trimming.
Yeah, I wanted to mention this as we were taking a walk last night. My sister, Jean Ann, was with us, and she pointed out these palm trees and mentioned that we should probably talk about the timing for trimming palms, because we saw some Mexican fan palms that had been trimmed just the other day with like one frond left on the top, you know, really pruned up too high. By the way, you don't want to trim your palm trees and leave just one frond sticking up at the top. It's not great. It's not really good for the health of the tree. But
but then you don't have to worry about it for a long time, right?
No, not really. They're going to push out new fronds, but it's just really, it can threaten the health of the tree if you cut them really drastically like that. But it's too early to be pruning any fan palms. Your Mexican fan palms, the tall, skinny ones, need to be pruned after June 15th in order to get all of the seed pods in one trimming. Because those trees we saw that were trimmed last night, they will have some late emerging seed pods that will have those tree owners are going to have to deal with. So if you have people come knocking at your door this time of year, just, you know, don't answer the call, even if the price is right, because they're actually trimming them way too early. They're trying to beat their competition to your door. But, you know, you need to know that your Mexican fan palms should be pruned after June 15th. Yes, you have to put up with some of the pollen and the flowers dropping for a few more weeks yet. But it's worth it, because otherwise you'll have those late emerging seed pods, and you'll either have to trim the trees again a second time, or you'll have to put up with those seed pods. I mean, the seeds that will form after the bloom goes off, the little black berries are created, and those little black seeds will drop and plant new palm trees all over your yard.
We moved to a property. I don't know. When did y'all move into the house? For 25 years ago. And it had 50 palm trees on it, if I remember right.
Wow.
So I, from a very young age, my favorite way to trim a palm has always been right at the base. Timber!
Well, we moved into our house, and we had 13, and now we have 5. So I've slowly been taking them down. And, you know, I like them because it gives some nice vertical line to a ranch-style home that's pretty much horizontal. So it's nice to see that. But, man, 13 of them was just beating us up, you know, a lot of work. In fact, palm trees represent the highest dollar amount of any tree species worldwide. They require the most maintenance as a species around the world. And that was interesting. You know, think about that. Palms are all over the equatorial areas of the world, and they require a lot of maintenance, a lot of work. Hey, I want to mention before I forget, if you have California fan palms, those are the fan palms that are stout and short, maybe 20, 30 feet tall. Those you need to wait until July 15th. Mexican fan palms, the tall, skinny ones, June 15th is your earliest time to prune. The California fan palm, the short, stout one, is July 15th. And, of course, some of you might have date palms right now. You can be pruning your date palms starting right about now, May 15th, for your Phoenix dactylifera. That's your just common date palms. Because if you wait much longer, if you prune much before May 15th, of course, you'll get late emerging dates, and you don't want those and have to trim twice. But you want to be able to get the dates out before they size and get more mature. If you wait until June or July or August to trim your date palms, those dates will get larger and heavier, and you can have 200 or 300 pounds of dates per tree. But if you do them right after May 15th, you can get them out, and it isn't such a heavy maintenance thing for the workers, and the cost will be much lower. If we get calls in late July and August, it's almost double the cost for us to take them out, because we have 200 or 300 pounds per tree. And when those big seed pods, when you drop those date pods out of the tree, they hit the ground like a bomb, and those just dates go everywhere. And the cleanup and just the weight of the dates makes the expense of hauling them a lot higher.
Well, if we haven't talked you out of planting a palm this segment, I don't know what will.
Well, speaking of which, this is the time to plant palm trees because they require regeneration of new roots to get established. So people, if they're most plants, you know, prefer you to plant in spring or fall. But palm trees are a unique species that enjoy being planted in the summer. So the hotter it is, the hotter the temperatures, the better, because those roots will get active and the tree will be able to generate new roots to get established in the summer. So if you're planting or transplanting palms, a good time to do that is now and right through the summer. If you've got some of those little palm trees that popped up in your yard in a place where you don't really want them, but you don't want to lose them, now's a great time. Dig them up and move them to a more favorable location in your yard, and this is a good time to do it.
We've got to figure out something to do with the big fan palms because they don't like them in the landfills. They don't go through the recycling. Mm-hmm. They don't go through the mulching because it's not a good mulch product, and they cost a lot to dispose of. And you go to any landfill, and there's like a section of them over here. There's got to be some way to repurpose all those, and it would save the arborists and tree trimmers that expense and the homeowner the expense of disposing of them.
Yeah.
Because they don't go through the chippers.
No, they don't. And we have to sequester them from all of our other tree debris because landfills don't want palms mixed in because palms sequester salt from the soil and hold on to it, and so they make a saltier compost mix. So all of the green landfills do not want palms because they mess up their compost. So yeah, it makes more expense for us to have to put those aside and
there's
dump
money
them.
In the solution to this. We just got to find that solution.
There you go.